Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and happy Thursday, which is technically my Friday. I'm off the next 2 days. Got a dentist appointment tomorrow at 9:30. That's just about it. And though I've craved these days off, I was looking forward to these days off. These 2 days off coming up were my light at the end of the tunnel, the beacon at which I was striving to reach. And as it gets closer, I'm like, oh God. Oh God, being human is the best. Being human is the best. You can't please everybody all the time. You can't even please yourself all the time. And I even think that displeasure is a part of being happy. I think you have to be unhappy to be happy. In moderation, of course. But it could be the deeper the unhappiness, the higher the happiness. I think you need that pendulum swing. And that's why I don't think heaven works. I don't think our idea, conception or perception, what's the word? I can't think of the word. Our idea of heaven, I don't think works. Everything can't be total bliss, 100% happiness. We're not wired that way as human beings. Maybe when we die and we become a different kind of being, our experiences and what we go through will be redefined. But until then, I think we need challenges. We need ups and downs. We need disharmonies. We need things to fight against. We need to feel functional. I think we're functional creatures. We need to be functioning, producing, or actively doing something. I'm glad I went down that road, but probably what I didn't intend to soliloquy on. Man, just made that up too. I was walking there thinking, I'll be out here getting mine in. I'm very proud of that. Every day I'm out here, of course, I'm wearing the same clothes. I might want to switch that up. You watch the videos, it looks like it's one big long video because I'm wearing the same clothes and walking the same route. But I'll be out here, and I'm very proud of that. I think I realized that I'm proud of that because there's nothing more important than your health and your life and taking care of your life. And when you're young, you have no concept. When you're young, you're so full of life and so full of energy that it's hard to even grasp the concept of this feeling not lasting forever. You have no sense that, yeah, one day, if I keep eating the way I will, I'll be obese. If I start doing this, if I don't exercise, because as a child, I guess usually whatever, you're running around so much, you're burning calories. But as you get older, you slow down. And God forbid you get a desk job early in life, where you're just sitting down all day. And that's where the idea of exercising comes in. And when I was, when I was younger, like 20s, 30s or whatever, the idea of going to the gym and all that, I think it started in the 80s with the workout fitness videos and, the hair and the workout suits. The idea of actually an adult going to a gym to work out is a product of our society, or a product of our living environment in which we just don't get enough exercise, natural exercise. So that concept came in, a few decades ago, but I was probably still young to understand it. I figured it seemed to me it was more glamorous or something social to do. But as I got older, I think what happened And I'm talking like 40, 45, 50. I said I wasn't going to do that no more, but I had to get that one down. I was thinking 40, 45, 50. Well, I started to realize my body wasn't responding the way it used to. That if I laid around and ate too much, well, first of all, yeah, if I ate too much, I gained weight. I got fat. I was almost close to 300 pounds. So that hit. So back in 1989, 90, I went on a diet, Dexatrim, knocked a lot of that weight off, and I got skinny. And I was walking. I walk around the Rose Bowl 3 miles every day. Hell, in fact, I think I was jogging. Got to the point I was able to jog around the Rose Bowl. You know, very slow, of course. 3 miles every day. You know, pretty much after work or whatever. And so that's when I kind of got, you know, fitness started to come to mind. And I started to, so that was really in my 30s, I guess. Because I was trying to lose weight. And I think I was doing that just to lose weight. And then as I got older, what I'm trying to get to is I started to realize that my body needs a daily maintenance or a daily, to meet a daily bottom limit. I can't think of the words today. I don't care. Because tomorrow's my weekend. So it has a minimal amount of activity that I need to be, feel healthy and not feel sluggish and tired. I had to start watching my eating, what I ate. Not so much what I ate, actually. How much I ate and when I ate it. Stuff like that started to affect me. And through experience, I started to notice this. Maybe I didn't notice when I was younger because I was drinking. So, and that's, you know, all bets off when you're drinking. But as I got older, it's when I started to realize, hey, I feel better if I don't do this. If I do this, it has an effect on me. If I eat this way, if I drink this much, if I do this, if I do that, it has this kind of effect on me. So I need to, you know, be careful and be aware. And I feel a lot better when I actually get exercising. You know, I need to walk. I need to be out there. I need to exercise my body. And I feel better. And then now, I'm at the point where, hell, I got to walk 5 miles a day. You know, my body is expecting to be out here getting down, walking 5 miles a day. So, and I am kind of bragging on the fact that I'm out here 5 miles a day, that I'm, my blood pressure is good, I'm working on my health. I am definitely bragging, not that I have good health, not so much that I have good health, that the fact that I'm working on it and I have the discipline to work on it. If anything, I'm bragging on that. And because I'm sitting here looking at people concerned about politics or this or pronouns or just, you know, other stuff. I don't want to get on the left. I don't want to go sound like I'm going anti-left with the anti, you know, anti-racism thing. Though I have to admit, you know, they irritate me. That whole thing is irritating me now. Because to be honest with you, a lot of those people, in my mind, stereotypically, are into health and into crystals. And cleaning their crystals from the moon and eating right. And tofu and vegetarian and vegan. I associate all that with them. So, but what I really mean is, how I was going to crudely put it is, you got so many people out there worried about what Trump doing. And they're not taking care of themselves. Their health is a mess. They're not exercising. They're not eating right. And it could be financial. It could be they can't afford to exercise. Maybe they're working too hard. Or maybe they don't have time. It could be constraints on their lifestyle based on the responsibilities and obligations they have, family life, et cetera, stress. And from my standpoint, I always have to stop, step back, and recognize that everybody isn't in the position I'm in. Everybody is not in the position I'm in. Everybody is not, or could not, or is not capable of creating a space around themselves for decades ago, years ago, to where they give themselves enough room to not pamper themselves, but take care of themselves, give themselves attention, and carve out a big space to where, you know, I can give myself attention, space to breathe, to think, to actually have time to think about critical issues, and not just critical issues I see in media, but critical issues to me personally, what I find personally rewarding, what I find personally important to take care of and to handle, and have the space not only to think about it, but the space to execute on it. Everybody doesn't have that for whatever reason. And I may be, if anything, I hope y'all see me twisting my back when I do this. I'm twisting my back and my lower back and my neck. I'm like, I do my shoulders, then I do my lower hips or back, and I can feel my spine. But it's been decades. It's decades. You got to fight family off. You got to fight folks off. You got to learn how to tell your job, you know, no, enough is enough. No. When I started to realize, as you get older, things just come with experience. That's why I say I love being old. Because all this stuff comes with experience. That when I start a job, I tell them, hey, I don't work with Parliament Funkadelics in town. I don't work on my birthday. And I don't work when the Pittsburgh Steelers play. You know, I tell them. And, of course, I'm not 100% accommodated on that, but I get about 95. I get about 95% compensated. You know, so they know I just set the groundwork. It's just like when, years ago, or I realized that when you get into a relationship, as soon as you meet a person, you tell them, I tell them what's up. You know, who I am, what I expect, what I think, my shortcomings, what's going on, this, that. I put it on the line. That's the best time to tell them, as soon as you meet them. And then you go from there. You know, either it's going to work or it's not. I just got to be me. Like when meeting people online, I would just be being me. And there's things I want to talk about that would put people off. They felt it was too personal, too fast. I'm like, okay, you're not the person then. Because I met other people who just jumped right into it. And we go back and forth and go real deep, sharing stories and ideas and concepts at a not so, you know, surface level. Let them know right off. And it took, even with family, you know, especially family, you got to let them know. You got to build that space or they'll depend on you and they'll rely on you and they don't know any different if you don't train them. So I've had that, and I've lived alone probably most of my life now. I probably lived alone the majority. Oh, I definitely lived alone. No, okay, growing up, 20 years, maybe 25. Yeah, I definitely lived alone most of my life. Well, I don't know. It's probably close because I lived with people in college a couple of years. Of course, growing up till I was 18, I was married for a while. I live with other people, blah, blah, blah. But I probably lived alone pretty much most of my life. And this latest stretch of alone has been deep alone. Well, not deep alone, that's true, because there were spatterings of living with people then even, or sharing, you know, spaces. But the intent, my mindset is, you know, is non-sharing and non-compromising. And that's the space I'm at now. and I'm able to be that, do that, execute that, and have, like I said, the space and the freedom to concentrate on me, to deeply concentrate on me and my health. Because I'm like, you worried about Trump indictment, she worried about this, worried about that. It sounds like I'm getting on the left, and I don't know why I go there, but I just gotta keep going there because it's coming naturally. You know, you worry about Trump, you worry about this, but you ain't taking care of yourself. You don't take care of your health, the number one thing in the world. You more worried about something external than you are the biggest situation or the deepest subject or the most important thing in your life, you. And of course, it's easier to do that. It's easier to take care of something externally. It's easier to comment on something negative that's external to you, that triggers you, that sees, that you immediately recognize as something that irks you or bugs you or stimulates you, and you can react off that stimulation. I get it. That's why I use Facebook. I used to use Facebook to trigger me, and then I'd write. I'd take that trigger and that emotion, I'd write, even a reply or whatever to the person, or in a separate, you know, a whole separate posting or writing. And I save it to my website for posterity forever. But for that moment, I wanted to capture that emotion, how I felt right then. And sometimes replying to a Facebook post right then and there, in the moment, feeling it, I got a lot of good stuff. And I post it to Facebook, go back later, copy it all to my Facebook page. I mean, to my website, which I may have to or should export into a more friendly format, because right now it's in WordPress. It's all there, but it's in WordPress. And I might want to get it out of WordPress and get it into like a text file, something that any, you know, generic app can read, like Notepad or something, just to get those notes and ideas. But what was I saying? Yes. So I'm out here and I'm wearing it. And if anything, I'm not bragging about my good health. I'm bragging about the regimen. I'm proud. I'm not even bragging. I'm proud. I'm proud that I'm out here taking care of myself. I'm proud that I'm out here doing something that I feel is the most noble thing a person could do. Take care of themselves. Make sure their health is there. And be aware. You know, I have, like I said, I have the space to be aware that eating this is not good. And I have the financial resources to buy better foods, to get things that are more healthy. I have the time and energy to actually research stuff, look up things, find different things, and all that. And that helps me be a fuller human being. And that's what it's all about, being a fuller human being.